Are you thinking about buying a home, but you have a home to sell? What do you do? We're going to talk about that today with the gurus.
Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Ritman's NMLS number 664589. Ian Arnold's NMLS number is 1995469. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
I'm Rick Rickma, your hard working mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold of Advisors Mortgage Group.
And this is Indy's Real Estate Gurus. Thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate it. You know, we're going to talk about housing and selling your, you know, buying a house. What do you do? How do you set that up? Especially if you have a home to sell, or you have a current home, what do you do? You know, what are the options there? And there's so many people in that position that I think it's a very relevant thing that we talk about. And we're going to specifically talk about it in this market.
Yes, correct.
Because this market is a little different than other
markets.
Very
different.
Yes. Very, very much a different setup. But before we get into that, I want to talk about the actual real estate market. You know, what are the numbers looking like? Because we're going to refer to some of this as we go. And this information is coming from MIBOR, which is the Metropolitan Indianapolis Board of Realtors. And they put together every month, they put together the market analysis and they show us what's going on in the market. And I think that it's extremely important. Some of the pieces I just pulled out really real quick was the median home price in Indiana and in the Indianapolis and metropolitan area. I believe it's 16 counties in, you know, Marion County and the 16 counties surrounding, every place that MIBOR is a part of or is over. And the median sales price for May was $287,625. That's up 4.6% month over month. So from April to May, it went up 4.6%.
That's awesome, especially if you currently own a home right now.
Yeah, it's funny because they're talking nationally. They're saying, well, you know, we're looking at some of these places. They're saying, you know, we think the appreciation this year is going to be 5%. We're so far above that after the first 5 months of the year.
Correct.
That I mean, we'd have to decrease in value to do that. And I don't hear anybody at this point in time. I'm starting to hear murmurs from people who don't know what they're talking about, who don't understand the facts of what's going on, which we've talked about on this show several times. Actually, probably many more than several times. So it's not really a market that we're worried about. But the median price, as we said, went to $287,625. Now, to put that in context, the national average went up to $407,600. So we're still very affordable.
Yes, easily. I mean, just like we talked the other day about the prices in San Francisco and Boston, I mean, they were double and four times as much as us.
Yeah. And not that they don't earn more income, but it's a huge difference. So we're still very affordable here in Indianapolis. Closed sales. This is all part of how well this is going. Closed sales for May of 2022, month over month, so over April, was up 10.4%. That's 3,336 home sales. That is tremendous. In April, we had 3,021. So we're up 315 home sales. And it's not something that you wouldn't expect because we're hitting that market. This is a normal market. We see this every year. We see an increase in homes coming on the market. We see an increase in sales. It's called our spring market.
Yep. It's what we've been talking about the last couple of months. Is this would be the time if people are looking to buy, this is when houses start to go on the market. During that spring, summertime, you start to see a lot of houses hit the market.
Yeah, and it's a great time to buy. It's a great time to sell. This market's strong for a seller anyway.
Correct.
And there's more homes coming on the market, but there's also more people, maybe not more people, but there's still more people looking to buy homes than there are people looking to sell homes. Mm-hmm. That's what's creating that, you know, we have a buyer's, a seller's market right now.
Well, the other really, the days on the market has dropped again.
Yeah,
it was 16.
How could you do that?
Then it dropped to 15, and now it's 13 days on the market.
Days. That means that when you put your house on the market, the average sale is within 13 days.
That's less than 2 weeks.
That's unbelievable. And then normal. They say what do they call it? A balanced market is 6 months on the market. That's crazy.
Very.
Yeah, that's the experts. I don't know. Sometimes I'm not too buying into some of these experts. But that is a crazy number. And that's down 13.3%. So that's 13 days on the market is down from 15, which is a drop of 13.3%. Still, that is very significant. Our month inventory is 0.7, meaning that we have enough homes. With the homes we have on the market, they should all be sold in 0.7 months.
And the thing to also think about is with all those houses coming onto the market, as we talked about, it didn't change from last month. It stayed the same.
Yeah. That's crazy. And I think this is another piece that we should look at. You know, nationally, the national average month inventory is 2.6% or 2.6 months. We're at 0.7. The Indianapolis market is much stronger than the national market. Our existing sales went up 10.4%. The national existing sales dropped 3.4%.
Do you think that could be because our average price is much lower than others around us? I know we're in the Midwest,
yeah.
So
it certainly could be. It's hard to say why. I mean, exactly why. I think that we are getting a tremendous amount of people coming from the West Coast, coming from Colorado, and moving here, and because our prices are so, they can get so much more home here than they can where they live, and when they don't have to work. Where they live.
Yeah, you don't work in the office too much.
So. Right. You know, but that's changing.
Yeah, you're starting to see some companies that say, oh, you have to come into the office now. So it'll be interesting what happens, whether some of those people that came from California or wherever move to another state, and then they're like, oh, you got to come back. Do they stay and find a new job, or do they go back?
And maybe they'll never be asked to go back. Like Tesla said everybody has to come back.
Yep.
But I think a lot of companies – and I'm sure that many of the people who moved here had a pretty good idea they wouldn't have to be going back into the office. They wouldn't have moved.
Yeah, you would hope so.
You got to think that's the case. So as we look at the market, as you look at MIBOR, the Metropolitan Indianapolis Board of Realtor numbers, it's really, we have a very strong market. There was the pending sales. I thought these are a couple other numbers I wanted to talk about. Pending sales went up by 16.5%, went from 3,400 to 3,960. The price per square foot went up.
Mm-hmm.
It went from $162 a square foot to $168, and that's a 0.3% increase. The active inventory went up. This is what we talked about. There's more homes on the market, so it went up 14.9%, went from 1998 to 2,295. So we are seeing a few more houses on the market, but they're selling very, very quickly. It's not something because, oh, there's more houses on the market, I can wait and see. You can't wait and see. You got to go and move forward.
I mean, I've had several of my houses, let's just say in the last 4 months, go sell in my neighborhood. They put it on for offer. They put it up for sale on Friday, and they accept. They go ahead and get all their offers, and on Monday they make their decision. They don't wait. So this whole little just sitting around, oh, well, we can go look at that house next weekend. No, you can't do that today.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's the hard part. I think there's several things that are rather difficult. That's one of them. You have to go, you see the house, and you better be able to make a decision very rapidly. To lead to that, just real briefly, if you're going to go look at houses, we're going to talk about this, but what do you need?
Oh, you need a pre-approval letter.
Got to have a pre-approval letter. You can't make an
offer.
They're not even going to look at it. If you have any, you know, you need something like that, you're thinking about looking at houses, you're thinking about selling your house, you want to talk about it, talk about the pre-approval, how we go about that, just go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. You can get all our information off of there. Give us a call, send us an email, send us a message off the website. all of that works.
Yep. And also the other nice thing is, well, one, we had a fantastic Father's Day special. And just so in case, and I understand people will get busy, if you did miss it or you want to listen to any of our other shows, we're on our podcast is called Indies Real Estate Gurus. And we're basically on everything. So look us up under Indies Real Estate Gurus, and you can listen to all of our past radio shows.
Yeah, and you know, I heard, I think you found it, you, some of those you have to use an apostrophe,
yeah,
S,
apostrophe
on
S.
Some of them you don't.
Correct.
I would try, if you're out there looking at it, just try it without. If it doesn't, if you can't find it, try it with, because we're pretty much on every single podcast provider there is.
And correct.
We've certainly tried to sign up for every single one of them, and I haven't. We've been accepted by everybody we've gone to sign up.
Yep. Okay, Rick. So we did this for the NBA finals. So I know we got a little distracted with Father's Day special last week. So, but the NHL is going through, had their finals and everything. And so what do you think the average house price in Denver, Colorado is for the Avalanche?
In Denver?
Yep.
I would guess $625.
Close, $589. So
I figured it had to be up there.
Yep.
I know Denver's expensive.
It is. Now, here's the one that really shocked me. So the other team that's in there is Tampa Bay Lightning for their third year in a row. But what do you think their average house price? And remember, Indianapolis. Now, this is not the surrounding areas, just Indianapolis, a.k.a. Marion County, is $220. So what do you think Tampa Bay?
$480. $278. I only guess $480 because it's on the water.
Yeah, I thought it'd be much higher. Yeah. And I said this to a couple of family members, and they're like, well, why are we living here? So if you are looking to move to Tampa, let us know, because we can do loans in Florida.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. Tampa is a great, great area, but, you know, right now people are like, wow, it's hot here.
Oh, yes. Could you imagine down there?
Yeah. It's really hot down
That's
there.
That's good for the snowbirds.
That's right. Well, after the break, we're going to go over the top five things you need to know before purchasing another home or your next home.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Rick Rickma, your hard-working mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold with Advisors Mortgage Group.
And if you would like to get a hold of us, you have any mortgage needs, you want to talk about mortgages, pre-approvals, pre-qualifications, your credit, any, you know, your first-time home buyer, just need some basic information, go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com, and you can look us up there. We do have our podcast on the website also, so you can look it up there, or you can go to, if you want to hear the show, you can't hear it all, you want to re-listen, we are on all the podcast setups. You can do Indies Real Estate Gurus, and some of those have apostrophe S on Indies, and some of them don't, so you just have to kind of play around with it.
So first, we have our question of the week.
Ah, okay.
So let's not forget that. The question of the week is by Debt Crusher Mortgage, which, again, is by us, where we help you relieve your stress by consolidating your debts into your home, and makes, especially in this tight economy, makes it a lot easier to go month to month and get through that.
For some people, it makes all the difference in the world. For others, it doesn't make any sense. But, like you know, we believe that the best thing to do is talk with us.
Correct.
Because we're not going to try to get somebody to do a mortgage that it makes no sense for them to do a mortgage.
No.
We want to show them the documentation. What we want to do is we give you the tools that you need. We're going to put it all together in a debt consolidation format that lays it all out. You can actually play with it. It's user friendly. It's, what do they call that? Interactive.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that, and you can see if it makes any sense for you. Yep. So it's
the nice thing also is we will look at you right in your face and be like, hey, look, this doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Yeah. You should just scrap this, or might want to think about a different thing. Or we've also had the other, this is going to be a life changer for you.
Right. Yeah. And so, most people know that, if that, when they see it, most people know, but And it's not up to us. We just want to make sure that you have all the right information to make the correct decision for you.
Correct.
That's the key for us.
So last week's question was, what is as big as an elephant but weighs nothing at all? The answer is a shadow of an elephant.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
All right. So why did the teddy bear say no to dessert? Get your answer next week.
That's a good one. Your kids, are they able to answer all these?
My son tries, but doesn't really. My daughter just laughs and runs off. But so we get these questions quite a bit. So I try to put five of the critical questions that we get asked about if somebody already owns a home. What, and they're thinking about possibly moving on, getting a upgrading, or even downsizing. What should they be looking at? So, Rick, I'll start with that. So the first thing is where to start the process. And as I tell people, it always starts with you just talking to us, because then we can lay stuff out. And then we can either get you a pre-qual and we'll go through the differences, or get you a pre-approval. And those are two different things. But the first step is always to us and then to a realtor, because first it's all about the finances, and that's what we handle, is how are you going to afford it? What can you afford? All that stuff. So that, again, starts with us. And the nice thing is you don't have to do it right away. So let's say if you're thinking 6 or 12 months down the road, I'm thinking I might want to do this. Well, that's what we can do, is almost like a pre-call. We can gather your information. We don't have to run credit. We don't have to. We'll just take your information from what you give us, and we can just put plug numbers in, and we say, hey, look, yeah, this actually looks like if you wanted to sell your house possibly, and if we got this, you can put it to this new house, and then you have that, and then your payments would change $300 a month. Are you okay with that? And then that can get you to think in. You can have sit down discussion with the wife or the husband, whichever, and then go from there.
Yeah, there's several things there that you talked about. Number one, you know, every survey I've seen, that when they've surveyed real estate agents, they all say the very first thing you should do is get a pre-approval letter.
Yes.
But the very first thing most people do is they call a real estate agent.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not doing it in the right order. The very first thing they need to do is get a pre-approval letter. Now, like you said, if you're 6 months, 8 months, a year out, that doesn't mean it doesn't make sense to talk to us. Number one, I have seen many, many people who said they're 6 months, 8 months, a year out, and they buy a home within a month.
Correct.
Or weeks. So it depends, because the right home can just pop up.
Yep. And especially in today's market, you, like we said, you can't wait.
Yeah. You could be watching a home and thinking, oh, I want to buy that home. I want, and all of a sudden, there it is, and now you're ready. All I know is that it does move up many, many, many times, their time frame. But like you said, we don't have to run credit. But on the other side, it may be critical that we run credit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's somebody who has credit issues.
Correct.
All right. We can help with credit issues. And it doesn't have to be major problems. I'm not saying that you have to have a 500 score. You could have a 710 score. And if we get a little bit of time before you go buy a home, we can get that score up so that you can get a much better rate, much better terms for your mortgage.
Yeah. I mean, again, that's what you have to look at. I mean, you have to look at the money you're going to be spending. If I can save you $10 to $20 by moving you up 10 points in your credit, well, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, and it's not just 20 bucks. You're talking 20 bucks a month. 20 bucks a month at 12 months, that's $240. And if you had that mortgage for 10 years, that's $2,400.
Yeah, it adds up quickly. You just don't really think about it, but yeah.
Right. And it also makes a difference on your homeowner's insurance for many companies. It makes a difference on if you go get a job. Credit scores matter in today's world.
Yep.
And sometimes there's I think 50% of all credit reports have erroneous information on them. Some of that erroneous information doesn't matter. Others does. So if there's any indication that there's any credit score difficulties, we want to work on those. We want to help get that taken care of so that you can move forward. And then sometimes, obviously, there's nothing there. There's nothing to worry about. If you know you have high credit scores, then no, we don't want to run your credit. Credit is only good on a mortgage. We run it. It's good for 4 months. 120 days, and that's it. So we have to make sure that we don't want to continually run it. We really want to close on the credit we run. Unless there's credit score issues, then we want to get those scores up so we can close on a higher score.
All right. Now, the other good question I get is, should I fix up my current house if I want to sell it?
You know, that's a tough question. All right. And you got to go with your real estate agent to a point. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, like in this market, personally, on this market, if I were going to sell my home, I wouldn't do any work to it because it's going to sell, and it's going to sell, what, average time is 13 days?
Yep. I mean, the way I've always looked at it is it depends on what it needs. Like, if you're talking about painting each room, all right, that may not do too well. But let's say your floor's all broken or their carpet's all completely stained up. All right, yeah, you might want to do a little bit of stuff. But if you don't have that, then don't invest a lot of money is basically what I would say. I don't know. I mean, if you want to remodel your kitchen, I mean, is it fully worth it? I don't know. That you definitely want to talk to your real estate person, but your realtor. But I don't know if I'd invest a ton of money.
Yes, but you know, we both years ago worked in the car business, mm-hmm. right? So we understand the selling of cars, and selling of houses is not significantly different.
No.
You have a car come in and it's dirty and it's a mess, and you run it through your shop and you get it all cleaned up. It makes a huge difference.
Presentation.
In the value. Presentation. I even saw where even professional used car managers who look at cars every day, the difference between you bringing that car in dirty to have it appraised and clean makes a difference in the value of the car.
Yep.
So you do want, paint is an easy thing to do, but clean your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, clean it, make it spick and span, make it feel clean and neat. It will help. In this market, this is the other thing I wanted to go over and I forgot, is the percent of asking price. The percent of we're selling our houses for 102.4% of the asking price. So if you're asking $100,000, the average purchase price is $102,400. $2,400 higher than you asked on a $100,000 house. That in and of itself tells me that, you know, if you just make it clean and neat so it's nice to walk through, I would be very leery personally of doing anything major to my house to make it, thinking it's going to make it more sellable.
Mm-hmm.
Unless somebody, and listen, a top agent knows what they're doing. Listen to them.
Correct.
Okay. Listen to them. But I want to know why and make sure it's the right thing for me to do.
Okay. So the second one, or the next question would be, can you get pre-approved for a second home while you're still at your first one? So this one, there's a couple different scenarios, but just let's go with right now that can you get approved for a second house? Like if I have a house right now.
Yeah, the easy answer is yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I mean, all the same numbers, everything has to come. It's, are you going to sell that current home before you buy the new one, or are you going to want to keep it? We look at that. If you are going to keep the current home and buy before you sell it, or you're going to make it a rental property, then where's the down payment coming from? It's one of the things a lot of people forget. I'll talk to them. You probably do the same thing. And yet they say, well, yeah, we want to keep our house. We want to buy without contingent, which is a huge thing in our market today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, so where's your down payment? How much money do you have for down payment if you don't sell your house? They never thought of that.
Yep.
Some people it's like, oh yeah, I got money in the bank. No problem. Others it's like, I don't have any money. Well, that's a problem, right?
That is a huge.
So then we have to go down different paths.
Correct.
Sorry. Didn't mean
that. No, you're good. Because what we've seen some people do is pull out a small home equity line and then use that as a down payment if they wanted to keep their first house.
A lot of people do that. Another one that's a really good option is if you have a 401k and can borrow many 401ks, one of the things they allow you to do is borrow against it to buy a house. So you can go and borrow that money. If you sell your house right away, and in this market you probably will, if you're going to sell it, not keep it as a rental property, then you can put that money back in. There's usually a time frame. What I've seen most of the time, I don't know your, you know, their 401ks or any of that,
yeah.
But normally you see about 6 months, you got to get it back in there. But check with your 401k people, find out what it is. That's a great way because you can borrow that money from yourself. We don't even count the payment against you because it's your money.
Yep. And then we briefly talked about, but what happens if you have to sell your house? So you can't afford two payments. Like you mentioned earlier, you can put on contingent that I sell my house. And that can work, and especially in today's market. I don't think it'd be too hard to do something like that, just because how fast some of these houses are selling. I mean, so that's just saying, hey, look, I put an offer on this house. Hey, this is contingent upon me selling mine. Well, again, houses are selling in 13 days. I don't think you'd have an issue. Hey, let me, as long as your house is ready, hey, let's go ahead and put it on the market. And again, these are questions you have to have things lined up if you want to do something like this.
Yeah, the problem with that scenario in this market is the seller, if they get six offers,
yep, four of them are passed up.
If you're contingent and four of them are non-contingent, your offer goes away. Every agent I've talked to says that what they do in this market is they look at the whatever offers they get and they get rid of the ones they aren't going to even look at.
Mm-hmm.
And a contingent offer is one of the first ones. It is the first one to go. So you really have to try to do it non-contingent. So a lot of times we just have to figure out a way to do that. It means that you're taking some risk if your house doesn't sell, but in this market, what kind of risk is that? And that's kind of what you were saying.
Correct. Yep. And then the last one we get, and you've talked on it a couple of times, is what if you just want to rent out your old home? You can, and then buy another one, which you can do that. Now, when you do change it to a rental, you do have to have, what is it, like 6 months saved up of payments for it and everything like that. But you can easily go ahead and get it as long as mathematically it works out with your income and everything.
Yeah, you can definitely do it. You do have to have 6 months, and it has to be at both houses, both payments, principal, interest, taxes, insurance, homeowners association dues, all that stuff. But on the positive side, we can use a retirement fund as reserves, even though you don't touch them, can't touch them. We can use those as reserves, so we're in pretty good shape. So it is one of those things that they can do, and it is a great way to do it. I have a customer doing that right now. They want to keep they are keeping their current home as a rental, and they've purchased another home, and it all works out perfectly for them. The other thing about it being a rental is we can use what the rental income is going to be based on what the appraiser says to help qualify. So a lot of times they can qualify even though they may think they can't. But we are running out of time. So I just wanted to thank everybody for joining us today. We are truly grateful for you. And we want to let you know next week, amazingly next week is July 4th. That's amazing to me. And we're going to talk about VA and for the veterans out there. We think that the VA loan program is an awesome program. We really think that should be a benefit. If you have any questions, you want to talk with us, go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend.